Well, what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to pick out a couple of minerals, just a couple of them, so you get the idea. It applies to all of them. Let's just pick out a common one, like calcium. Everybody knows about calcium. Calcium deficiency will result in something like 147 different diseases. They're just different names. They're named after people like Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is, you know, everybody knows about that. One side of your face sags. It's not a true stroke. It just affects your facial muscles. It's caused by calcium deficiency. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But everybody knows about this one, osteoporosis. It's the number 10 killer of adults in the United States. It's very expensive. It costs you $35,000 each for each hip to replace. It's okay. It's free. Insurance or Medicare or Hillary will pay for it. It costs you $70,000 for both hips. As expensive as it is, and the number 10 killer, remember, Mrs. Skeets from Radford, Virginia, aged 115 years old, she died of complications of a fall. We don't have osteoporosis in animals, and it's because of farmers we don't have osteoporosis in animals. It goes like this. You have a pasture with 100 cows in it, and this year you didn't have any calves. You can't repay your operating loan. You're in trouble, right? Because you paid for the feed and the vet bill and mowed the pasture and fertilized and maintained the fence and fed the cows and all this, that, and the other. You don't have any calves. You can't pay back the operating loan and make any money. So you call the vet out and you say, do I get rid of these cows? What happened here? And he examines the cows. He says, nothing wrong with them. He says, let me look at the bull. And he says, aha, here's your problem. That bull has osteoporosis of both hips, can't breed the cows, didn't have any calves. He says, I'll tell you what, though. He says, you give me $70,000. He says, I'll put two new hips in that bull, and next year you'll have some calves. Well, the first thing that farmer says is, stand back, Doc. Boom! He blows that bull away with a deer rifle, and while the kids are grinding the bull up with a grinder and cutting roast and steaks off that bull, the farmer's chewing on a straw and saying, now Doc, pushes Stetson up a little bit, and he says, I wasn't going to pay you $70,000 for that old bull. He says, I can get a new bull every year for 70 years for that. He says, but every once in a while I get a bull that throws good calves. I'd like to keep them. Is there any way I can prevent that osteoporosis thing from happening to a good bull? He says, well, yeah. He says, if you'll give a bull calf 10 cents worth of calcium every day after he's weaned, he'll never get osteoporosis. Farmer says, no, wait a minute, Doc. You mean if I give that bull 10 cents a day worth of calcium from the time he's weaned, I can prevent a $70,000 disaster? He says, oh, yeah, it's that simple. He says, you mean all I have to do is give up a half a cup of coffee a day to do that? He says, yeah, that's it. He says, I choose that one. He says, I'll give up the half a cup of coffee. And that's what we have to think like, okay? Then there's receding gums. Dentist and periodontist will tell you that if you want to prevent and cure receding gums, you better floss and brush after every meal. If you believe that works, I have some oceanfront property in Montpelier. If you all know your geography, you know that doesn't work. Now, as a veterinarian, I've seen hundreds of thousands of animals of all kinds, mice, rats, rabbits, dogs, cats, sheep, pigs, horses, lions, and tigers, and bears, and they don't get receding gums. And they don't floss. Now, they do get funky breath, but they don't get receding gums. Well, if you want to smell something, you just let a camel breathe on you, boy. Well, the reason we don't have receding gums in livestock is because we've dealt with the osteoporosis problem. Receding gums is not a deficiency of flossing. It's, in fact, osteoporosis of the jaw bones and of the facial bones. So if you have gingivitis or receding gums, you have advanced osteoporosis. Those bones around your teeth are melting away little bit by little bit every day. And if you take your teeth out at night and put them in a glass next to your bed and that fizzy stuff, you have major advanced osteoporosis because all your bone has melted away. Okay?